the ark.
I really hope that when you hear, yeah, you're like throwing your hands up and singing along and going, yeah, unless you're driving, then keep your hands on the wheel. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Friday to you. It is so awesome. Oh, so much to do this weekend and getting ready for Christmas. But you know what? There still are a lot of things to get done. And you know, you can always send me your emails if you've got something going on at Monica@991fmtalk.com. You can also just call into the show, 884-9910. It doesn't always have to be about controversial issues or anything like that. You want to do some happy thoughts? You want to do some things that are just better for the community? Call in. Make sure you log on to Facebook if you do. Like my page, Monica J. 991fmtalk.com. Throw some things on there. Also, get all the rants and raves. Where do you live? Do you live in Washoe County? Do you live in Douglas County? Do you live in Carson City? There's Northern Nevada rants and raves, Douglas County rants and raves. And there are some interesting stories on these sites. These are through your neighbors. That's what I like. Having your neighbors give somebody a pat on the back, or give you the heads up that something might be going on. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people still, they don't want to deal with Facebook or anything like that. And I get that. But you still have to understand it's a form of social media that can keep us connected. I would rather go with the devil I know, hence Facebook, than that new Nextdoor one that was put out by some very progressive people in San Francisco and that have been blocking just announcements of groups getting together, people getting together, neighbors getting together, like Northern Nevada, you know, Nevada Patriots of Sparks or anything like that. That's what they do. They scan and search for these things. Yeah. Facebook doesn't do it so much on the local level down here. Let's go to the phone lines, check in with Jim this morning, talk about events, see what's going on in his neck of the woods. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm nice and toasty and warm, and it's looking kind of out there.
Yeah, it's a little foggy. I just drove down from Tahoe where it was beautiful sunshine.
But yeah, and just, then down here.
Yeah, it's a little overcast. Just to remind people, tonight is the tree lighting in Carson City, where we've got a bunch of choral groups singing and entertainment from that standpoint. And immediately after that, there's free hot chocolate and stuffed animals, free stuffed animals at the Nugget. And then tomorrow night, we work with local potterers. And they have the empty bowls event, where for a donation you get a handcrafted bowl. You get to choose your own, wild, you know, all kinds of decorations that were made by the public. Boker Holmes Pottery in the Carson Mall was heavily involved with that. And then also we've got all the, so if you get one of those bowls, we've got 20 different restaurants that have donated food that, you know, all you can eat food. That goes with that, and that's tomorrow at the Carson Mall from 3 until 8 o'clock.
That is probably one of the coolest events I've heard people come up with. I mean, I really love that. Whose idea was that?
That actually, as I understand it, came about back in New Hampshire, and it just kind of has spread across the country. This is our seventh year We want people to take the bowls home with them to remind them that there are empty bowls in the community, because there's certainly, you know, as we've talked before, there's everybody's needed a hand up from time to time, and you know,
yep.
Car breaks down, some kind of unexpected roof repair, and you know, we provide a hand up at Fish and empty bowls. The Pottery folks are coming together to raise money so that we can help feed people.
That is such a great way to do it. It really gets people involved. Jim, thank you so much for the heads up, the Christmas tree lighting, and everything that else is going on. I know you've got that on your website, right?
Yes. NV, as in Nevada, Fish, FISH.com. You can find all that information. And certainly the Carson City Chamber website's got that information.
And Carson Now.
And Carson
so we've
now.
Got all kinds of good locations. And right here, because you know you can call in anytime and let me know what's going on. Jim, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate everything that you and the entire team and all the volunteers do for Friends in Her Service helping in Nevada. And that's just awesome. I like that idea. It really gets the restaurants involved rather than just giving people gift certificates or something like that. Bring your bowl in. Have your bowl special. That's pretty cool. 884-9910. What would you like to talk about on this Friday? It is, you know, forget the fog. It's supposed to be a fog advisory until 10 o'clock. It's after 10 o'clock now. It's still a little bit out there in areas, but it's not going to let us That could get us down because it's going to be a wintry, wintry weekend. We're ready for it. So be prepared. Let's go back to 884-9910 and check in with Michael this morning. Hi, Michael.
Hey, good morning.
What is the Planning Commission doing up in Tahoe?
No, this isn't Tahoe. This is the regional planning next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. At the County Commission Chambers, we'll be hearing the Silver Hills development, which has been going on. And this is a project that they want to change the character of the Red Rock neighborhood by creating a new designation. It has been voted against unanimously by the Citizens Advisory Board, by the Planning Commission. It has been not recommended by planning, and then County Commission went ahead and voted it through on a 5-1 vote.
That is just unbelievable. Hey, there is some hope, though. Did you see that the city of Reno actually voted down that industrial park in Mogul?
Yes. And do you know that? Go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No,
you
please,
go ahead.
Oh, okay. So if you read the designations for the city of Reno, when it comes to interface between neighborhoods and industrial parks, the industrial park trumps the neighborhood in their master plan.
Oh.
You weren't aware of that, were you?
It does it? No,
yes,
I
does.
Wasn't.
Yes.
How can an industrial park have precedence over residents?
Well, they're looking at, we don't even have it here, but, you know, we don't have flooring tax and those things, but somehow they've got it in there to where a industrial park can trump a neighborhood.
That is unbelievable. And that's in the master plan, huh?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
When I read that, the county's not much better.
Oh yeah, yeah. If the county followed suit with everything that the city did, it would be horrible. But don't forget Wednesday night. Now, is it just for people in the Red Rock area, or can everybody from the North Valleys come out?
You know, we came out with a new master plan for the North Valleys. And within a week of the new master plan coming out, which doesn't really affect this because it was grandfathered in on the old rules and the designations, But within a week of the new master plan coming out, they voted to destroy the new master plan.
Yeah, I don't even know why we have them. Why are people spending all that constructive time and effort and energy that they're putting into these things, and they're just blown up as soon as they're approved?
Correct. So would you like the laugh of the week that I don't think you've talked about? It's a tragedy.
What's that?
What happened? It's a tragedy what happened Monday at the Lazy Five, where the library is and that. But did you realize that Von Hartung was having a fireside chat at the library that night that didn't happen?
No, I didn't. I know he's having those fireside chats out there now, but
yeah,
I didn't realize that was going to go on that evening.
Yeah, yeah. It's an election year. He's got to do something to try and get some people behind him.
Well, you know, and he's got four of them scheduled for the year, so that's, you know, that'll take care of. that'll appease the community. You get to come and sit and talk with me four times.
Yeah,
that's
got three
right.
left now.
Oh, man. Michael, thank you so much for calling with all your insight. Where do you think people should go to find out more information about Wednesday's meeting? Do you think that they should just go to the county website, or do you have any secret websites that you got? Because I always like to send people to Washoe Rap. Where else is there?
Well, yeah, he does a great job at Washoe Rap. That's a great resource. But the thing of it is if you go to the Tahoe Regional Planning website there, which is under the Washoe County stuff, and get through that, it'll help you understand, because it lays out everything that's involved in this line by line by line. So this is a big thing, because there's water involved, there's sewage involved, but he also wants to go ahead and create his own designation in the North Valleys, Lemon Valley, Golden Valley, and Red Rock all have their specific designation. And with what they're trying to do here, he completely takes and puts a hole in the middle of the Red Rock development plan.
Now, when you talk about he, who are you referencing?
Talking about the Lifestyle Homes Listener Properties.
Yeah.
Those are the same people that build in Cold Springs.
Yeah, I just like people to know that there are specific groups. And you always have to go into the organizations and see where their funding is coming from. Because we found a lot of actually Chinese money coming into the area, which you don't find that until you look at the developers and then who is financing the developers, where that money is coming from. It takes a little bit of time, but it can be done. So, Michael, thank you so much for the call in. I appreciate it. And I'll make sure to pass your thoughts on to Vaughn. Hopefully he's listening. Nah, he's probably not listening. Let's go back to the phone lines. After this break, we'll check in with Neil. So, Neil, hang on the line. KKFT, it's 99.1 FM Talk, The Monica J Show, 884-9910, and Monica at 991FMTalk.com. We'll be back right after this.
Got an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Party's always going. We're only on the air between 10 and noon weekdays here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. But the party is always going, because you can always reach me through social media. You can always reach out to me through my email, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Let me know what's going on in your neighborhood, in your county, what you want to talk about. And it's surprising. It really is. How many of the let's just say stuff that county commissions mess with, city councils mess with, that literally affect all of us, or that your county is doing, even right down to the school districts. It's just amazing. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Neil this morning, who wants to talk about our wonderful government. Hi, Neil. What was your what's your comment today?
Oh, yeah. I got three, but the first one is, you might like this. It's a news thing on a free speech network called Gay USA, and it's basically
Gay USA?
Yeah, if you want to look at it. And another thing is, what if the, I know it's never going to happen, but what if the Libertarian versus Republicans, who do you think will win in the House? If they
Republicans. Republicans every time, because it's more established. A Libertarian could go through as more of a Republican, like Rand Paul or Ron Paul. It happens, but as a Libertarian 100%, it's always going to be a Republican that wins.
Yeah, and another thing, who you think going to win over James Bush and versus Donald Trump?
Donald Trump
will win.
People are a lot smarter than what the media gives them credit for. And they can slander and they can throw out these false allegations against the president every minute of every day of every week, which they do anyway. And the public knows what's going on.
Yeah.
We have the lowest unemployment rate. 3.5%. That is because of the actions that Donald Trump has taken and the confidence that he has given this country to hire more people. Obama said he had to have a magic wand to bring back manufacturing jobs. He brought back manufacturing jobs. The list goes on and on, Neil. I could spend all day talking about his accomplishments that the media doesn't talk about. But people are smarter than that.
Yeah,
they see how things are getting better.
Yeah, people are scared to say that the Democrats are scared to say that Obama didn't do anything. He did a little bit, but he just said yes, no to the stuff. And they scared to say that first president that actually did something, they're scared to say that in the media. They're scared to say that.
Yeah, that's true, Neil, and it's what I find refreshing is the black community is actually coming out. When you have the founder of Black Entertainment Television, BET, come out and say that, Obama actually did less for black America than any other president, that they really saw a hope and change of him, and he did nothing. He brought the entire country back. And the reason that Democrats do that, the reasons that they put all of these taxes on people, they put all these constraints on people, is that we will be government dependent. All of us at some point now will be government dependent, and that's what they want.
Yeah, what we need is small town independence, and we need people day noting and people of the people helping each other, like a mom helping a kid or something like that, friends helping friends. We need to have it all small town, like Ely based, or even Virginia City or any other town. We need to have everybody work together, not a government. We need people like you and me to help out everybody else and recycle materials to make houses for the homeless, and everybody just work together. That'd be really better.
You know, Neil, that is a utopian idea. And that is what our founding fathers based this whole experiment on, was less government. communities coming together and solving problems and fixing things that need to be fixed and coming up with ideas for their community. No community in this country is the same. We have different ideas. We have different resources. We have different people. We have different ideas. Yet they want us all under one federal government that gets everything the same. Even our education system, and it doesn't work that way. Neil, I got to go. Thank you so much for the conversation.
Like
it was. That's right. Russia, we don't want to be like Russia. All right. Thanks, Neil, for the call. Have a wonderful weekend. It is the home of Fox News, or we are not it. We are the home of Fox News. So it's time for an update as you continue to listen, hopefully, to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk. It's a free-for-all Friday until we get to 11 o'clock, because then I have two very special guests joining me today who literally have their fingers on the pulses of what is happening to and with the homeless community here in Northern Nevada. So we'll speak to them at 11, and I hope you stick around for that. I know people are getting tired about talking about the homeless issue, but it has to be dealt with. It's the hard things that people don't want to talk about that get us into big trouble in the long run. So stick around, and we'll do it. Here's Fox News. Bells can be fun. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk. So what would you like to talk about today? Yes, got to have those bells. You hear those bells and you know it's the season. It's the season of giving. It's this. Whatever happened to that old saying, it is better to give than to receive? That's not just this time of year. It really is. We have to give of ourselves. It's just, it's human nature. But along with giving of ourselves with human nature, it's also human nature to take advantage and to take and to accept freely. But there used to be a time way back when, I know when I was a kid, I was told to appreciate and say thank you for every little thing that I ever receive. Even if it's just something like a compliment or a learning experience, it doesn't have to be somebody giving you gifts and a present. And, you know, speaking of presents, I had a great idea the other day. It was so awesome that I was like, I have to remember this. I have to remember this and talk about this on the air. Because so many people are going home for the holidays, and people don't want to go home for the holidays because they have to deal with family members who are maybe not of the same political mind, which is fine. Everybody is allowed to have their own thoughts, their own reasons, their own morals, their own values. You just can't inflict yours upon other people and shout them down and scream at them and call them wrong and liars and stupid, even though you know they might be. But when it comes to Christmas, and you have liberal family members, please keep this in mind, especially when you have younger liberals in your family. And double especially when they're of, say, college age. And they're hoping for that new iPad or iPhone or Samsung tablet or yada, yada, yada. Please make a donation in their name to whatever cause they believe they're fighting for. Climate, cleaning up the ocean. You know, I'm not so concerned with climate change because it's secular as I am with polluting the ocean. And there is a great team out there, Clean Oceans, that rather than sitting around and talking about it, they actually go out and do it. They've got their nets and their scoopers and their boats and their volunteers that go out and they just start raking up trash. Make a donation to them in that family member's name. Make a donation to a homeless fund. Make a donation to, I don't know, a college fund for the poor. And then give them that certificate at Christmas. And say, you know what? I knew that these were your causes and you would much rather have money go to these causes rather than, you know, buying you something materialistic that wouldn't help anybody. And then see where the conversation goes. Because just like anybody else, especially with the liberals and the progressives, they want everybody to be helped. Unless it comes at their expense. Just a thought. I thought it was a great thought. Be thoughtful when you're thinking about your Christmas gifts. People become literally dependent on them. How did we get to this place where people are dependent on Christmas presents? Children think that if they don't get something for Christmas, that they've been bad. And then they become bitter because they don't understand what's really happening in life. So, just a thought for the holidays. 884-9910. There are always people willing to help. We have so many helping organizations in this city, in this county, in the counties that surround us. Wouldn't it be nice? And I tell you this from a seat of fact, because I work with so many different giving organizations that are out there to help people for the betterment of the community, for the betterment of those people. The animosity and the selfishness and the just bad behavior behind the scenes of different organizations willing to work with other organizations. Now, I'm collecting coats for the homeless. No, we're collecting coats for the homeless. No, we're collecting toys for the kids. No, we're collecting. Why can't, if that is the real purpose of just giving people a hand up, why can't these organizations, all of them, come together under one umbrella and just help? Why do we have to have 10 different organizations collecting this for so-and-so, 5 or 6 organizations collecting this for so-and-so? And then you have to decide which charity you're going to give to. When it all trickles down to the same few thousand people. You know, donate your back to school stuff to us. No, donate your back to school stuff to us. Oh, you know, we're collecting backpacks. Well, we're collecting the things to go into the backpacks. Pride, envy. People want to take credit. People want to say, we gave out this much. Why would I give to an organization? Just throwing it out there. I know I'm probably going to get in trouble, but I don't care. Why give to an organization, say, like United Way, that takes your money, has administrative costs and employees, to go out and collect more money, to give that money to organizations that are already going out and collecting money, and then you give to them as well because that's one of your favorite charities? I never understood that concept. I get that people want to know that they are giving to a legitimate organization. But how much of your money just went to somebody else's job to collect money for those who truly need it? All you have to do is ask. Are you a 501c3? Every 501c3 has an identification number. If they don't have an identification number they can give you or they can show you, then it's people just collecting out of the good of their heart, trying to do something, which I think is fabulous. But when the big organizations are snotty amongst themselves, no, we want to, an example, we want to raise more turkeys. No, we want to raise more turkeys. You're feeding the same people. Why have animosity towards one group that is doing the same good that you are? It gets me every time. Isn't it about the helping, not who gets credit for it? But if they don't get credit for it, then the higher-ups don't see that they're doing their job, and so they might not get some resources, so it goes back to pettiness. That's your responsibility. Find the people who are truly doing the work. Give to the people who are out there making sure things happen. Not the elected representatives who sit on boards or who are appointed to boards that do nothing. Get it into the hands of the people who actually make a difference. Like Jim and the team over at Fish. Friends in Service Helping. Hands up, not hands out. There are people who know that they can keep going to these organizations, that they'll keep helping. They'll keep helping. It's God's work, or it's their mission, or whatever they want to say. But when people are taking advantage of you, supposedly God doesn't like that either. And that's what people will do, especially this time of year. Help people who are actually helping others instead of just helping their own ego. I mean, you're never going to see me with a foundation. There are so many foundations out there that it's ridiculous. I can make some great suggestions, like Veterans Guest House, Shakespeare Animal Fund, organizations that don't take government money so they can get the job done. They can get the job done without all that governmental interference. They know when somebody is taking advantage of them and say, you know what, I can't help you this month. We've helped you twice. We have to help somebody else who hasn't been helped because you're taking advantage. When people take advantage and people keep giving to them, they won't seek out help on their own. They won't seek to make a difference in their lives. They'll just keep expecting people to help them. No, we've got some true helpers in the community coming in. The 11 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about the homeless situation. And I'm hoping, I've been told, I'm going to get straight answers, especially to where all the money is going. And I hope that's true, because I really like these guys. Let's not turn that. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local. Imagine that. What you actually want to talk about and what's actually happening in our community, not what's happening way over there or in another country. Let's do this. 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show.
And the sleigh bells jingle bright, and the kids are singing jingle bells around the Christmas lights.
As Daddy stokes the fire and Mama puts the turkey on, they ain't nothing.
And 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this fabulous, fabulous Friday as we head into a very wintry weekend, even though it's not actually winter yet. That's okay, because we're still going to enjoy it. Snow is fun. Not in huge amounts to where you get buried and you can't function, but it is fun. It's a great industry, and we do have some wonderful, pretty damn nice ski resorts around this area. We are a tourist destination, so we have to appreciate when people decide that they would rather come here or, you know, I'd rather see people coming here than Whistler or one of the other many, many, many ski resorts around the country. So embrace our tourists. Don't have that attitude of thanks for coming, now go home. It's more like, thanks for coming. Hope you come back next year. Bring your tourist dollars. But the only way that people will do that is if we smile at one another every once in a while. Be kind. Who wants to go to a place just to go to a single destination? And they, well, the people around are jerks, but man, I really loved going to Mount Rose. I love going to Kirkland. Is it Kirkland? No. Isn't that what Walmart has? I forget. I'm not a skier. I'm a roller. I tried to ski like three different times, took lessons. There was something about the snow plow, the pizza thing. It just it didn't work for me. I couldn't figure out how to do it. So enjoy the sights, but be friendly and be kind to those who are visiting us. And speaking of being kind, he just meandered into the building, so I have to be nice and not say anything now. But stick around, because in the next hour, my guest is Pat Cashel, and we're going to get down and dirty and truthful of the mistakes that are being made and how we truly need to fix things. I was looking at an article the other night. Billions of dollars have been spent in one city alone. I'm not going to mention that city alone to fix their homeless problem over the last 2 years. Guess what? They still have a homeless problem. Now think about that in your mind. How can that much money be spent and there still be a problem? It's almost like our education system. You just keep throwing money, more money. They need more money. They want more money. They're justifying it this way. And yet our kids aren't getting any smarter. Our kids have to take classes when they get in, remedial classes when they try to go to college, because we didn't make them college ready coming out of our education system. You ever wonder why maybe that's why people are homeless?